There is a book which Armin originally wrote, and he's very kind of allowed me to be a co-author because I did a bit of editing. In the book, on page 35, is a quote, and it's not a quote from Owen or I. It's comes from overseas, and it talks about a different time, but the same age group that Owen and the group and I were involved in. And it says, "There is no energy source in the universe quite so powerful and intoxicating as youth. As people age, they tend to compromise, to settle, to reach no longer for the stars, but for their spectacles. And then only to see restrictions and obstacles wherever they look. They rationalise youthful vigour or arrogance, depending on your age, to recognises no such boundaries nor common sense limitations. Nothing is impossible." And that's what happened to us. Nothing was impossible. And now, to paraphrase President Kennedy, the torch has passed to the new generation, and there are at least two guys here from the Melbourne Space Program who built and launched the CubeSat last year, and it's up to you guys now to carry on what we started 50 years ago. Now, finally, I think I'm within another 1.5 minutes. I'm doing well. Would the people who made this possible, the guys, I'm sorry there are no girls, who we discovered girls later, who built Australis Oscar V, please stand up. And would you acknowledge them? Please?
Now, I'll reach for my glasses, and the other thing I'd like to say is that I'm glad Richard, in a way, claimed to be the person who thought of the idea of Australis, because it means that I can relinquish the title of some idiot. Look, that was actually practiced, we knew that. Anyway, yeah, so what I'd like to do now is to... Today's the launch of the second edition of this book that Richard just mentioned.
I've read the first version of the vision of this book. I'm going to plug it a bit. And it's a very uplifting story, but towards the end, I sort of sensed there was a tinge of regret that Australia didn't embrace Oscar V and embrace the fact that we could take leadership in the space area. And I hope we're making a bit of amends now with the Australian Space Agency. So, but before I do that, I've got some thanks, and I'm also going to tell you how you can buy the book. I've been asked to read out a website. www.atfpress.com. Look, we'll have the books out here. If you want to buy the book, the website's on the back. Come and get it. I can recommend it.